Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, November 10th. Currently with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97. The dew point is 24 degrees and the wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Emporia Animal Shelter has its latest adoption special for Veterans Day. Julio Flores has more.
The shelter will be hosting the free adoption special on Veterans Day Friday with up to four adoptions being sponsored, meaning all adoption fees have been covered. The Humane Society of the Flint Hills director, Stephanie Achille.
Whatever your background is, whichever hat you decide to wear, you can say that a pet is always going to be your friend and often your best buddy. The benefits of having a pet at home really is tenfold. I love that we're able to offer this special for the community.
Sound courtesy of KVOE. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The NFL draft will be held in Kansas City April 27th through 29th next year, and workers will be needed to make things run smoothly. The NFL and a Kansas City Sports Commission will hire hundreds of temporary workers to help with that three-day NFL draft. There's more at sportkc.org. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its last public meeting of 2022 on November 17th, and the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, approval of past minutes, and public comment on items not listed on the agenda. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Loveless will then provide an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a general discussion period for items not yet being voted on. That includes the regulation promulgation process, a review of annual camping permits and procedures, the Colby Villa High Lake renovation, the South Fork Republican River restoration, the Kansas Birding Trail project update, and a Prairie Dog State Park update, where staff will cover recent trends in visitation and associated revenue for Prairie Dog State Park in relation to the reservoir's water level. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items which may be voted on at a future date, including antelope seasons, bag limits and permits, elk seasons, bag limits and permits, big game permanent regulations, deer hunting dates for 2023 and the 2024 season, turkey seasons, bag limits, permits and game tags, big game and wild turkey permit applications, fish krill limits, size limits, possession limits and open seasons, importation and possession of certain wildlife, prohibition permit requirements and restrictions, fishing special provisions, and the public lands reference document annual review. Staff and commission will then recess at 5 p.m. and reconvene at 6:30 p.m. to commence the public hearing portion of the meeting, hear public comment on items not listed on the agenda, and vote on cabin rates, legal equipment, taking method, and general provisions for fur bearers and coyotes, and updates to regulations related to the commercial harvest, salvage, and sale of freshwater mussels. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in the meeting in person at the Colby Event Center, 1200 South Franklin in Colby, or virtually by Zoom. Virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com, And to download the November 17, 2022 meeting agenda and briefing book, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated. The grant award will be used to support DSNWK's efforts to improve storage capacity at its Employment Connections location in Hayes. This additional storage will house many of the generous furniture donations that DSNWK receives for its custom creation store, and DSNWK will be creating the additional storage space by adding onto its current building located at 660 Commerce Parkway in Hayes. The additional storage will create a safer and more secure environment for the donations. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that since the opening of their downtown store, Custom Creations there has been tremendous growth in items created by the people they serve, with many of these items created through furniture donations from the community. And he said the Employment Connections building provides a place for them to store the furniture and for the individuals to create these one-of-a-kind furniture pieces. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt unveiled the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this annual report details the 2023 Kansas health insurance marketplace. Several of the enhancements Kansans can expect to see in the 2023 marketplace include the addition of a new health insurance company, where the number of health insurance companies doing business on the marketplace will increase from 7 to 8, the addition of 5 new individual health insurance plan options on the marketplace, where the total available individual and family health insurance plans will increase from 123 to 128, and the addition of 3 new dental insurance plans. This addition will increase the total number of the state's individual and family dental policies available to 19. Commissioner Schmidt stated that because more options will be available on the 2023 marketplace for Kansans to choose from, the additional health plans will help many Kansans find a plan that best fits their needs. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th, though Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, as health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2023 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public of closings for Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will also be closed on Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and for more information about the hospital, you can visit ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. In Nebraska news, according to the Lincoln Police Department, a convicted murderer is back behind bars Thursday morning after being reported missing late on Wednesday night. The Lincoln Police Department reported that Christopher Manzer, 47, was involved in a car crash near 13th Street and Highway 2 on Wednesday night before being taken into custody again. Manzer suffered minor injuries in the crash. Earlier on Wednesday, the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said Manzer did not return back from his job in the community on Wednesday, and according to a press release, he had also removed his monitoring device. Manzer began his life sentence in 1993 on charges out of Pierce County that include second-degree murder, assault, and use of a weapon to commit a felony. Officials said that Manzer had a parole board hearing scheduled for January of 2023. A case has been dismissed against an Oxford man charged in connection to the ongoing Furnas County sex trafficking case. According to Furnas County court records, prosecutors filed a motion on October the 11th to dismiss charges of first-degree sexual assault of a child and labor and sex trafficking of a minor against 54-year-old Robert Mustin. A judge ordered the case dismissed without prejudice on Tuesday. Court records do not detail the incident, but a complaint outlining the charges said the incident occurred in September 2019 and involved the same victim at the center of the sex trafficking case. In September, Mustin was sentenced to 10 days in jail and 15 months probation in a separate but related case on charges of committing child abuse negligently with no injury and soliciting prostitution. Lincoln police reported that on Sunday evening, officers responded to a theft report at the Hy-Vee near 50th and O Streets, and a Hy-Vee cashier was arrested after she was caught stealing from her cash register. Management told police the cashier, 19-year-old Sarah Alloway, had been taking money out of her register since October, and the store estimated that $3,234 was stolen. Alloway was arrested on suspicion of theft by unlawful taking, $1,500 to $5,000. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Carter Fellers of Waukini is one of three Northwest Kansas winners in the 2022 Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day poster contest. The contest is sponsored annually by the Kansas Department of Transportation and other traffic safety organizations. Fellers received first place in the 8 to 10-year-old age group for the Northwest region, and he was awarded a bicycle from the Kansas Turnpike Authority and a helmet donated by Save Kids Kansas. The poster contest aims to encourage youth to think about traffic safety and present their ideas through their artwork. A total of 497 Kansas kids, age 5 to 13, participated this year. Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day is a nationwide effort to increase roadway safety and reduce all traffic fatalities. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation website at ksdot.org. The community of Hoxie will welcome home Hoxie native and NASA astronaut Colonel Tyler N. Nick Haig with the U.S. Space Force tomorrow, Friday, November the 11th, for a day of school and public presentations, sharing about his experiences as an astronaut aboard the International Space Station. Haig is a 1994 graduate of Hoxie High School, and he went on to earn a Bachelor of Science in Astronautical Engineering from the United States Air Force Academy in 1998, and a Master of Science in Aeronautical and Astronautical Engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 2000. In 2009, Haig was selected for the Air Force Fellows Program in Washington, D.C., and was a staff member in the United States Senate. Following his fellowship, he served in the Pentagon as a Congressional Appropriations Liaison for United States Central Command and was selected as an astronaut by NASA in 2013. After an aborted launch in 2015, Haig relaunched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan to the International Space Station on March 14th of 2019. Together with fellow astronaut Christina Koch and the international crew of Expeditions 59 and 60, they conducted or participated in hundreds of experiments in biology, biotechnology, physical science, and earth science. And Haig also conducted three spacewalks during his mission, totaling 19 hours and 56 minutes, with a total of 203 days in space. Haig's visit in Hoxie will include a morning presentation for the Hoxie USD 412 and Golden Plains 316 school districts from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Hoxie High School Auditorium, and a presentation for the public is scheduled that evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. also at the auditorium, with a meet and greet to follow in the high school library. Public from around the area are invited to attend the in-person presentation, and both presentations will be streamed live with details shared on the school's website. The Kansas Department of Agriculture and From the Land of Kansas State Trademark Program will host a marketing training academy in 2023 for Kansas specialty crop growers. This program, Marketing Mastery Academy for Specialty Crop Growers, is designed to bring marketing skills and strategies to expand sales in Kansas. Russell Plashka, the Kansas Department of Agriculture Agriculture Marketing Director, said their growers do a very proficient job of raising specialty crops across the state, However, one of the concerns they hear often is the lack of training and support in the marketing of their products. So this training opportunity will address the challenges those farmers face and help them develop and implement a marketing plan. The Marketing Training Academy will be hosted online for up to 40 specialty crop grower applicants geographically distributed throughout Kansas and will consist of 7 training sessions on a variety of marketing topics. The sessions will take place in January, February, and March of 2023 and will be primarily virtual. Registration can be done at ksspecialtycropsmarketingacademy.com/register. And for more information, you can contact Sammy Gleason, the Kansas Department of Agriculture's From the Land of Kansas Marketing Manager, 785-564-6759. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be spaghetti, bread, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 48 and breezy with a west wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 15 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Friday, Veterans Day, should be sunny with a high near 38 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday night, clear with a low around 9. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 46. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 51. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 39. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 43. Currently with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97. The dew point is 24 degrees, and the wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs offense through the midpoint of this season has been the best in the NFL and one of the best in recent memories, but they still have one Achilles heel in their inability to consistently run the football, and Ed Cuccinelli-Reed met with the media and he discussed the Chiefs' issues in running the football and also how their 7th-round rookie running back Isaiah Pacheco has tried to use this time to develop as he can, especially getting the starts the past few weeks, and how Pacheco and the rest of the room is doing.
He's doing a good job there. He's learning on the move. But he's had some good snaps. It's worked out well where the Clyde's getting reps and he's getting reps, and I think that's healthy. We've been able to throw fastballs at the guys, and then one is getting in there and doing his thing more on third down, but he got some first and second down calls also. But we'll just keep bringing them along, and I like the progress he's making.
Yeah, in sports. I'm Fulton Castor.
Fall is here and another season of mowing is almost complete. Between regular use and potential damage from unseen branches or rocks, mowers endure a great deal of stress. Let Prairie Land Partners John Deere certified technicians inspect and service your mower or handheld equipment. Neglecting service at the end of the season could potentially shorten your mower's lifespan and lead to expensive repairs. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United?
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, a strong cold front is diving southeast across Kansas with temperatures rapidly falling behind it with gusty northwest winds. Now, along the front, a very narrow line of showers and thunderstorms will also push southeast as well. Some of those storms may contain some small hail and wind gusts to 60 miles per hour, but not expecting anything stronger than that. We think some of the storms will increase in coverage in southeast Kansas this afternoon as the front slows down a bit, and that may bring folks there between a quarter and a half of inch of rain with a little higher amounts in extreme southeastern Kansas. Windy in northwest Kansas with highs in the low 40s, scattered thunderstorms in the central and east, temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s, but falling into the 50s later in the day. Tonight's low in the 20s and 30s. Temperatures tomorrow will only be in the upper 30s to low 40s, and we'll start the day with wind chills in the single digits. That is both tomorrow morning and on Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, our high in the 40s as high pressure moves to the east. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. The markets not looking like they're following that cold front into a sharp direction after yesterday's WASDE report. We also have the export sales numbers coming out this morning and the monthly inflation report. Overnight numbers, December corn down 1.25 at 663 and a quarter. March down 1.25 at 669 and a quarter. November beans up 2.25 at 1462. January down a couple pennies at 1450. Kansas City wheat, December down 2 1/4 at 927 3/4. March down 2 cents, 924 3/4. The July new crop down 3 at 914. Chicago wheat, December down 2 3/4 at 803 3/4. March down 1 1/2 at 826 1/4. The July new crop down 2 1/4 at 842 1/2. This is